to New Orleans now, where a group is trying to save part of Mardi Gras. Reporter Susan Rosgen went inside the headquarters of Rex, one of the oldest carnival organizations in New Orleans.
When the flood came cascading down Claiborne Avenue, 5 feet of water rose inside a plain metal warehouse behind a chain-link fence. Most people don't know it, but this warehouse is the home of Mardi Gras royalty. It's called the Rex Den, the place where the floats are kept for the famous Rex Parade. And it's where every year Rex himself, the king of carnival, puts on his crown.
The past Rexes would come in and toast the king of carnival. The pages would be in here getting ready with the king. And there's really a lot of excitement. The air is really electric as a king's makeup is put on and he gets ready to ride that day.
Can you turn on your flashlight for us and show us what it looks like now?
Well, oh, it's awful. There were some sand bags on the floor at the doors trying to keep the water out, but obviously the water came up a lot higher than we anticipated.
One of the Rex members, Benton Smallpage, was trying to find the king's costume, a gold frock worn by only the most important men in New Orleans. Rex is the high society carnival crew, and its kings are born in mansions in the Garden District. James Gill, who's written a book on Mardi Gras, says that while other parades have modern themes and celebrity riders, Rex replays its own traditions, proud of its place both in Mardi Gras history and in New Orleans society.
Its social significance is enormous, of course. I mean, this is not just the street party that the rest of the country is familiar with. I mean, this is a season that defines the social pecking order in New Orleans.
Inside the Rex Den, Benton Smallpage noticed that mold had crept into a glass display case bolted to the wall, and he knew he had to save the delicate pieces of paper stored inside.
1899. 1890. Old invitations, old call-outs, old proclamations. And we're going to let them air out, and we'll get somebody to come salvage them.
The Rex floats seem to have floated through the flood okay. And just before he left the den, Smallpage found what he'd been searching for, the robe of the king.
It's a tunic costume with a belt that comes around, and it's trimmed in fur. And I know the fur is going to come off this afternoon, and we'll dry it out. And we have a special dry cleaners that has some experience with these that we're going to be sending them up to. And if not, we'll have a new one.
In its 133-year history, Rex has canceled its parades only twice, in World War II and during a policeman's strike in 1979. Rex is determined to march next year when Mardi Gras falls on February 28th. For NPR News, I'm Susan Rosgen in New Orleans.